We're beginning a sefer which was out of print for many, many years. It's called Sefer Or HaShanim, The Light of the Years. It's a very short work in which the author covers Taryag Mitzvot, and his purpose, as he will explain to us in his introduction, is to make us aware of the Taryag Mitzvot. He wanted this book to be a book that everyone knows practically by heart. It's a short book, and the goal is that we will be aware when we are performing mitzvot. And the author, Rav Arya Leib from Kenigsberg, compiled this book towards the end of his life. It is one of two books that the Gra gave Askama to. The Gra only agreed to write a letter supporting two Sfarim in his whole lifetime, and this is one of them, this book. The book was reprinted recently, and the Gra writes about the author. He says that this is this rabbi, this great genius, Rav Arya Leib, from the time he was young, took on the yoke of Torah and the yoke of Yiras Shamayim, and now as he's aged, as Talmidei Chachamim age, one who has spent his life in yeshiva and learning, he sent me his work, and at present I haven't had time to really go through his work with proper focus, but the little bit that I saw, I see that the book is suffused with Yiras Shamayim, and this person is such a tremendous person. I can say about him that we rely that he has remained as wonderful a person as he always is, and I see that other great rabbis gave him their support, so I'm also coming to give the support that this book should be printed. It's always important to read haskamot. Notice the Gra doesn't say, I agree with the halacha that's written here, or that I went through this work and it has my backing. The Gra says, I went through it, it looks good, and the author is a good person, so I'm giving him my backing. Sometimes people print askamot, and then askama, the rabbi writes, I'm not giving you askama, because I don't agree with what you wrote, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and you have to omit this from your book and that from your book, and really, this work shouldn't be printed. And then the guy just writes the rabbi's letter, and he writes the title askama, and no one bothers reading what's written inside. So it's always important to read. Just because someone printed it and wrote a title askama doesn't mean he has askama. Introduction. The Gemara tells us that when Rav Chanina and Rav Chia would argue, so Rav Chanina would tell Rav Chia, you're arguing with me? You know, if God forbid the Torah would be lost from Israel, I've attained the level of such sharpness that I could bring it all back with the depth that I've attained in learning. You can't argue with me. This is the level I'm at. It's not right. And Rav Chia would tell Rav Chanina, you're arguing with me? I've ensured that the Torah would never be forgotten from Israel. What did I do? I went and planted pishtan, flax, and when it grew, I made nets, and I caught young deer, and I shechted the deer and gave their meat to the orphans, and then I took their hides and made parchment out of it, and I wrote on the parchment the five books of the Torah, and I went to a place where there are no teachers for the children, and I taught the children, I took five children, and each one I taught a different book of the Torah, and I took six children, and each child I taught one of the Siddurim of the Mishnah, and then I said, each one teach the other one, and by doing this, I ensured that all of them know all of the Torah and all of the Mishnah, and I ensured that the Torah wouldn't be forgotten. And that's what Rebbe would say about his student, Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia's actions are really, really great. G'dolim ma'aseh Chia. So this is what the Gemara says. And we see that even in their times, where they were on a tremendous level, they felt like they had to take out insurance policies to ensure that the Torah wouldn't be forgotten. Rabbi Chia had to take time from his learning on his level to go out and teach the kids and ensure that the Torah wouldn't be forgotten from Israel. So in our generation, says the author, the way things are going, it looks like we're on the verge of losing everything. Almost all the Torah is going to be lost. And the Gemara over there asks, they had a Sefer Torah. People knew how to read. He had to go teach people? What did he have to go teach five children for? They have a Sefer Torah in shul. And he says, by the same token, in our times, even though there's Sefer Torah, no one knows what mitzvahs are really written in there. Certainly you ask someone, tell me by heart the mitzvahs in the Torah, no one's going to be able to rattle off 613 mitzvahs. We're supposed to know the mitzvahs, we're supposed to know the Torah. No one knows them. And it's very important that prior to performing a mitzvah, a person says, I am performing this and this mitzvah. The Zohar stresses and the Arizal stresses that prior to every performance of a mitzvah, a person is supposed to say, I am hereby doing this mitzvah. Well, no one knows the mitzvahs in order to say that. And this is, he's writing this 300 years ago. Therefore, for the schut of the masses, I came to teach the youngsters according to each one what's fitting him, so that ultimately this will remain with people, because we see that the religion is being forgotten and no one knows what he's being commanded to do. No one knows what's a mitzvah from the Torah. No one knows. People just know, this is what my father did, this is what I do. But people have to know beyond that. And that's why he says everyone should learn this, and especially those that are teaching the children. This way they should be able to teach the children by heart to say, this is the mitzvah that I'm performing now. I'm performing this and this mitzvah. And this way a person knows which mitzvahs he's being commanded and what parsha he was taught which mitzvah. And I've arranged it pretty much the way the Torah arranges it. The Torah teaches us that we begin with the night. Day begins the night and then the day. And that's how also Rebbe started the Mishnah. And that's how the oral law begins. So that's the order that I'm going. And this way every person is going to know what's a mitzvah to say or lota say from the Torah. And Rebbe, he says, started the Mishnah from the night, so that we'll also know that that's the order that we're supposed to begin with. But, says the author, being that there are mitzvos that are general mitzvos, and that they're always applicable, I proceeded with them before the mitzvahs of the night, because they're always relevant at every minute. And afterwards I went from the mitzvahs of the night to the mitzvahs of the day, those that are more common, those that are less common. I began with the more common ones, the order of the week, until Shabbos, and afterwards Rosh Chodesh, and Pesach, and the Omer, and Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and the mitzvah of lighting the candle of Chanukah, which we'll have to discuss. What does he mean by that? That's not biblical. And the reading of the Megillah, which are rabbinic mitzvos, so he included them as well. And then the mitzvos that almost aren't applicable, they're only applicable rarely. And then the mitzvos that aren't applicable at all, now that we don't have a temple. And may it be the will of Hashem that the temple be rebuilt soon, and we all go up to our land, and God should plant us there, and we will be able to perform all the Tariq mitzvahs the way we should. Yisrael, Kohanim, Levim, each one doing their job, and there we'll be able to bim yached all the worlds. David, you with us? Bim yached all the worlds with the secrets, because this is the whole purpose of man. Amen v'amen. Don't ask me what it means to bim yached the worlds. And the truth is that the Yirei Shemayim, he says, should make a condition with the teachers of the children that they have to learn this whole book and teach it to the young children out of the Chumash with Rashi, so that every child knows all of the mitzvahs. So he's saying this is a work that really everyone needs, but primarily children, you have to know what mitzvahs you're performing. So this is the introduction to this great book of mitzvahs that I want to put out, and if Hashem helps me, and in this merit, we'll build the Beis HaMikdash. Amen, Selah. And being that my will is finds favor before, and it's L'Shem Shemayim, and to help the masses, so I want people not to be confused when they want to look from place to place, and all the mitzvahs. So I made it that the mitzvahs that are applicable by night, I repeated them by day, because most mitzvahs in the night are applicable by day again. And because of that, I repeated them. But the main numbering of the mitzvos is from the morning. Now, there's one more point here which we need to know. So he gives us the ordering of the mitzvos, and about 3 sessions into the work, we're going to come across where he writes that every rabbinic mitzvah is a fulfillment of 2 biblical mitzvot, the positive and the negative commandment. The positive commandment to listen to the rabbis, and negative and a prohibition not to turn away from what the rabbis said. So whenever he's going to say a rabbinic mitzvah, he's going to say prior to performance of this rabbinic mitzvah, one should have in mind that he is performing the biblical mitzvah of listening to the rabbis, and the biblical mitzvah of not listening to the rabbis. Right. So this is what he's going to say every time, 2 mitzvot. Every rabbinic mitzvah, so this is a machloket rishonim, how we look at every rabbinic mitzvah. Is every rabbinic mitzvah also biblical? Then we have a question, how come we're lenient? We say, safek davanan nekula. Well, when in doubt with a rabbinic mitzvah, we say it could be more lenient. If every rabbinic mitzvah has 2 biblical mitzvot, so then what's the difference between a rabbinic and a biblical mitzvah? How can you make a difference? So this is discussed. But at any rate, he's going to go with the opinion that every rabbinic mitzvah is really 2 biblical mitzvot. So that's what we have to know, and let's just begin so we get a taste of it. The author is Rav Arye Leib Konigsberg. And he was a rabbi in the city, Rav Arye Leib Epstein, and he was the head, the chief justice of the city of Konigsberg. Reijin. Basically, I don't know where that is. Okay. The mitzvahs of the night. So, firstly, says the author, in order for one to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema by night, he cannot say it early. If you go to the minyanim here, some of the minyanim will say Shema, the Sfaradi minyan next to Yitzchak. They sometimes say Shema before nightfall. We don't know if nightfall is by Shkia or 30, 21 minutes, 30 minutes, 35 minutes, 45 minutes, 72 minutes. How many minutes after Shkia is at night? So we don't know exactly. So it says 3 medium stars. We don't know what are medium stars. The rabbis of the Gemara already didn't know how to constitute what constitutes medium stars. So we don't know exactly when it's nightfall. But everyone agrees that you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema by night if you've read it before night. And therefore, the God-fearing people have to be careful to read Kriyat Shema at its proper time. And a person should try to read Kriyat Shema with a minyan that davens at a proper time. And also davening Shmon Esrei of Ma'ariv after Tzitah Kochavim. And before a person leaves his house to go to shul, a person should accept upon himself Ol Malchut Shemaim. A person should say with his mouth, with happiness and a good heart, he should be happy that God merited him to be able to say this. I believe that there exists a God who is existent before everything else, and he created everything else, and he is the God of the world, master of the earth. He gave us the Torah through Moshe on Har Sinai, and he is Hashem Elokim that took us out of Mitzrayim. And I am saying this to be performing the mitzvah asay, the commandment that God commanded us in the Torah, that we should know that he created the world, as the verse states, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. That is the first mitzvah to say. Notice, very often we encounter this, right? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch begins with this, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch also mentions it, but not in the very beginning, that this is a mitzvah. But he points out that we have to remember when we're doing it, this is the performance of the mitzvah that stems from the pasuk, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. That is this first mitzvah to say. And the mitzvah lo ta'aseh that goes with it is that we shouldn't think that there's any other force in the world other than God that affects things. God, as the verse states, lo yel chalukim achim al panai, shall not have any other gods together with me, God says. You're not allowed to make any idols. You're not allowed to serve them. And that if one makes them, even if he doesn't serve them, he's in transgression of the commandment, don't make idols, which means even if you're not going to serve it. I will perform God's commandments, one should think, before going to shul, and I'm accepting to be a God-fearing person to perform the mitzvahs that God commanded me. As the Torah says, we should fear God, and part of fearing God is that we don't mention God's name in vain. So if one would say, God damn you, that's mentioning God's name in vain. Oh my God, that's another example. So, okay, so that's a separate discussion. What names do we apply? But in general, one has to be careful. We're not supposed to mention. So that Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll try to have a class going through that next week, because God is really a translation of Hashem. So Be'ezrat Hashem, you brought it up, so I hope, if I remember, we'll have a class on that next week, going through those laws. Yeah? Yeah, he says God, right. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explicitly says that. And others also say that even though that's not God's name, but being that it is treated as a translation of God's name, one cannot say that in vain. It does say that. The Achronim say that. So that's why I gave that example. But we'll try to get an overview of that. But in this, you see how quickly we did three mitzvot aseh. He said, you get ready to go to shul, you should say Kriyat Shema after nightfall. Shema and Shmona Esrei. We said before leaving home, one should have in mind on performing them. Mitzvah to say that Hashem is the one that created the world and took us out of Egypt. No other being before Him. I'm not allowed to make an idol, even if I won't serve it. And what was the last thing we saw? Not saying God's name in vain. That's part of fearing Hashem. Yirah Hashem Elokecha. So we did four mitzvot today. Excluding the introduction, it took us all 4 minutes. In 4 minutes, we got four mitzvot doraita. Yeah, that's why I like this book, because quickly you get a lot of stuff in. Huh?